Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Town that the city and the community and the residents and the businesses, we truly do need them to be good. Yeah. Like, I know that sounds like I'm trying to, baseball saving the city. No, but there's like a goodwill and a spirit and a vibe that all of these businesses and this whole region kind of feeds off of when those teams are good.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Like, downtown's missing that.
It is missing that. And it's like your dad doesn't even want to spend money on the Giants. Your dad is one of the biggest Giants fans I know.
He will sit there holding his glove, yes, throwing the ball like I do.
All game
throwing
long.
The ball into the all, glove all while game. Watching the game.
All game. And he doesn't even want to spend a dime on the Giants.
It's crazy.
Like, to say that, and people will say, Shasky, you're too optimistic, or Bonte, you're too negative. No, we both care about this team. You think I'm just going to get angry about any baseball team?
No.
It ticks me off that nobody's talking about the Giants. It ticks me off that no star player wants to come here. That the Niners get stars. The Warriors get stake. It's got the biggest star in the world. Kevin Durant. At one point, Kevin Durant was the biggest star.
I know.
And they were able to get Kevin Durant to come to the Golden State Warriors. That's where they're at.
If you own the team right now, what would be the moves that you would do for the Giants?
I got to play the youngsters, man. And just say, I don't care. Right now, you can't care about wins and losses. Because, listen, you can get off to a slow start.
Where I'm at.
You can get off to a slow start and still compete for the wild card spot.
Absolutely.
And if you were to throw 81 and 81 at me, well, you went 81 and 81. Who got better?
Yeah.
Troy Bart didn't get better.
No.
We barely saw Casey Smith.
Not even starting today.
Not even starting. You started two catchers, and Troy Bart's not one of them.
Yeah.
So I just want to see the young guys play.
I know.
Like,
look at their rotation.
I'm just so disappointed.
Logan Webb is the only young guy in that whole rotation.
I'm so disappointed, Shasky, and you're right. They got a bunch of five starters. But Casey Smith, you took the opportunity away from him. A chance of a lifetime to begin his major league career.
In Yankee Stadium.
At Yankee Stadium. To play third base. To play third base where A-Rod in that position. You know? Like, some of the legends. Icons at third base.
We still talk about Will Clark's first at-bat against Nolan Ryan to this day. Do we not?
Yep. To this day.
Those things matter.
And I don't care about service time. Did the Yankees or Cardinals care about service time bringing up their prospects?
Service time.
Listen, if Casey Schmidt is a long-term solution, you're going to buy out the RV years anyway and extend him.
Bonte, anyone who argues, and I saw David Sampson talking about service time manipulation and how it's good business. Is it good business to sign Dee Sclafani to a 3-year deal when he sucks?
No.
Is it good business to sign Wilmer Flores to be a backup for another couple of years? How about Tommy La Stella, who gave you zero, whose Achilles was hanging like a thread off of his ankle for 2.5 years? Hey, was that good business?
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Was that?
It wasn't good business.
How about when you signed Mark Melanson and Denard Span and all that? Mm-hmm. Like, for every rookie time manipulation or whatever arbitration manipulation that you want to make, I can make 17 arguments about guys that you gave money in free agency that we all knew the day you signed them, you overpaid.
Yep.
So don't talk about saving $10 million bucks when you're blowing 30 over here.
And if it's a long-term solution, he's going to be a Giant forever anyway.
That's like the moron that drives 15 miles and wastes $5 in gas to save 6 cents. Like, you're an idiot. You know those people.
Oh, I do. Even the Reds have Hunter Green, who we're all excited about. Came through the RBI program.
Yeah.
And he's striking out people. Just can't get outs right now.
Hunter Green throws so hard.
He throws so hard. Hopefully it gets better this year. All right.
I just don't know what they have to lose.
Can you believe?
Like, you've been losing for so long.
We couldn't make it through one day. And I tried.
You know what I should do? Here's the pivot. I blame you.
Yeah, you should blame me. It's my fault.
What was the commercial back in the day? I learned it from you, Dad.
So, I'll give you full disclosure.
Look at everyone's from their thumbs up. I learned it from you, Dad.
From a movie.
Yeah.
What?
Full disclosure.
Okay.
I got up. I said, boy, Shatsky's going to be beaming about Giants baseball. He's going to wear all this gear. Warm up Bo Jackson, but be a positive mood. Then I drove a couple blocks. I said, oh, my gosh, we got to talk opening day. I want to talk basketball. Then I got to Starbucks. And I was like, all right, get the right playlist. I tried to play Jay-Z. I was like, all right, it's not doing it for me. I tried to switch music. I tried to play some cook music. Just try to get amped and trick myself into being optimistic. And I swear to God, I couldn't even do that. That's how bad this formula is for the Giants right now. And I'm saying, we've given Farhan Zaidi 5 years, and I still don't know the direction.
So why don't you pretend that you're doing pre and post on NBC Bay Area?
You think after today's show?
We're coming back in. You're setting it up at the very beginning. Let's pretend right now.
Welcome to Giants pre and post game live presented by Comcast Business. How's everybody doing out there? George Consoles, two-time world. After this show.
You turned into him.
After the show, do you ever think NBC would ever let me do a Giants pre- and post-game show?
Well, yeah, because once that happens, you would go from Superman's, Clark Kent outfit, you'd spin around in the phone booth, if there are any in America, and you'd fly out like Super Giant.
Listen, I'll make a promise.
I think Laura Britt's job's pretty safe right now.
No, her job is safe. But I'm saying, when she calls in sick.
Bonte's eyeing that Carlos gig.
No, listen. Listen, it is pocket squares. Listen. If I do pre and post game, I promise one thing: we'll get Shasky on that bad boy.
He'll be on that show,
which means we'll never do
that
show.
All right, Fast Five. Here's your question. Very simple. We're gonna go around the room. Favorite or worst opening day memory of all time.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
He's our platoon player back here. Right.
I'm going to continue the theme because blame me for everything. Worst opening day memory happened last season. Baby Chez's first home opener. And Brady Belt came out on the boat. And I'm thinking, dear God, you better hit 30 home runs. Yeah, 1 year, and all of a sudden you're coming out on the boat with a captain. And how did that work out? So,
all right, I'm going to go home opener. My favorite one of all time, 1993, Barry Bonds, first ever at bat at Candlestick. He hits a home run off the Florida Marlins when they had the teal hats.
Oh, yeah.
I forget who the old-timer was that he hit it off of.
Was it Rapp?
It might have been. But he hit it like almost off the Charles Bond Schwab sign that was out there in the right field pavilion. That's my favorite moment of all time, San Francisco Giants. That was when he was wearing those Nikes.
Yeah.
He had the skin-tight pants.
Then he was mad that Nike didn't give him a deal, and then Felix sent him about 60 boxes of shoes. Is that what happened? Yeah, that's the rumor on the street.
I like that. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah,
final thoughts here.
So my top opening day memory, I'm going to go back to the 2010 opening day. Jersey Boys sang the national anthem. And they killed it. And then, Giants beat the Braves 5-4. Aaron Rowan got the walk-off hit. Uh-huh. Slid into first base. It was like, oh, my God, the last great Aaron Rowan moment ever.
He threw somebody out at the plate in the playoffs. He missed the cutoff completely.
The one time he actually threw it to the plate.
That was his moment.
Yeah, that's mine.
2014 Oakland A's opening day. Jim Johnson makes his debut. Blows it. His first two appearances, two blown saves, two losses. They DFA him July 24th. Precursors of things to come for the Oakland A's in 2014.
Jim Johnson. That's a name I haven't heard.
Chris Hammond, starting pitcher for the Marlins that day with Barry Bonds.
Was it Chris Hammond?
Chris Hammond. All right.
Number 33?
One Take Jake is back. Remember him from back
club?
Let's go. I haven't seen him since, he faded by the end of the week when he was working on the roast.
I heard you guys were mean to him, all right?
They were nice.
We love One Take Jake from West Virginia, right? You're from West Virginia.
Yeah, right on the border. But right on the border. My dad grew up a Red Sox fan, so my favorite opening day memory is 2005, right after he won the World Series. I didn't have to go to school that day. It was awesome.
Nomar was not on that team.
I know, he got traded.
I forgot you were a Red Sox. Who's the first baseman? I picked him up for fantasy baseball. One Take Jake. You guys got a first baseman.
All he knows is
projected to win 26 home runs.
I got to look at the lineup. Yeah, I'm out of there. I got to go through. I got to do my homework and go through. It's opening day.
Phony Red Sox fan.
You're one
of those. I got Verdugo in fantasy.
Oh, Verdugo.
Verdugo's good. Rafael Devers, really good third baseman. Boy, Red Sox got prospects. They were able to reload.
Dude, I can't believe the Jim Johnson. That is going way back. Great final thoughts.
Great final thoughts. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. The next generation 10G network only from Xfinity. The future starts now. You don't want to go anywhere, though, because things will be uplifted live from Chase Center with Steiny and Guru. Yes, believe it. Steiny will uplift you today. I promise you. There was no Warriors game last night. They had Sean Livingston at 10:15. Kenny Atkinson at 10:30, Mike Dunleavy at 11:30, Bob Myers at 12:15. That's all coming up right here on the Bay Area Sports Leader, 95.7 The Game.
Baseball, baseball, baseball.
You can't host movie night on your phone's hotspot. It's time for real home internet on the Xfinity 10G network. The future starts
all because it's a more tightly wound ball that goes farther. Trust me, he will not have the same season he had last year. They're pulling out a special ball for him. You just mark my words.
Alejandro, San Francisco, what's happening?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, Joe? What's up, Bonte? Long story short, man, I've been a Giants fan since I was born. And, you know, I've been in the dog days when we weren't winning with Bonds and we were looking for that star to get us through the hump. But honestly, I think why us Giants fans might be a little delusional on why we don't get on them like we do with the Niners and Warriors is because the Giants set that tone in the early 2010s. You know, they were the first team that won the championships in the last 15 to 20 years. And so I think basically what I'm trying to say is that we've hung on to the ropes of, you know, Crawford, Belt, Posey. These are like high character guys. And obviously we're not there at this present day. But I think what's happening is that we're not getting any younger. And I think that's what happened with Bumgarner, Posey, and Lincecum is that we really had young guys come up our system and really produce for us. And we just want that again. And yes, we're not getting that. And we're just getting older.
I feel that's the same way. Yeah. Like, that's like, look, I want a free agent because the farm is giving you nothing. We know that free agency can be roulette at times. And when you get anchored down with a Anthony Rendon contract, for just using him as an example, I don't want to be on the hook for $300 million for a guy who's a good ball player but not a great ball player. Like, nobody wants to be. Like, I think that Bogaerts deal, come 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, years 10 and that, they're going to look really bad.
It's going to look bad, but you know what? Right now it looks good.
No,
and it's about the now.
Because they've got Juan
Soto.
About the
now.
Because they've got Machado. Because Tatis. They got Fernando Tatis.
You got Blake Snell on the mound. Yes. You got Yu Darvish, who I'm not
Musgrove.
That fan of. Yeah, Musgrove is balling. I mean, the Padres.
I know. They look, they're exciting.
They've catapulted the Giants. That's sickening, man. This team makes me sick. I'm sorry. I can't. I ain't faking it. I'm on their ass every single day. You ain't getting no cheerleaders on this damn show. Not with the Giants. It's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Your calls.
Baseball, baseball.
It's your boy Guru from Steiny and Guru, noon to 3, right here on 95.7 The Game. Now back to the morning roast. I'm a roaster because these two guys are my guys. Ying and Yang, right here on 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what, Steiny and Guru is so ecstatic right now. Chase Center from 10 to 2. Sean Livingston, three-time champ. Going to join him at 10:15. Kenny Atkinson, assistant coach of the Warriors. 10:30. Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Who was on set with you the other day.
Yes, vice president of basketball operations. He's good.
He was like part of the crew.
He was good.
I seen him working out. I underestimate how tall he is.
Yeah, no, he's very tall.
Like, extremely tall.
He loves the Yale Club. Loves golfing up there.
Yeah.
That'd be at 11:30. Well, I'm just saying he loves to golf.
Yeah.
Golf. He loves the golf. He loves the Bay Area courses, I'd just say. Mike Dunleavy Jr., 11:30. Bob Myers, president of basketball operations, 12:15. The practice will be over, and they may get a player or two. Maybe Steph, maybe Draymond, maybe Jordan Poole.
Maybe Clay.
They will get a player, hopefully, after practice is over. So they got a fun show, and they're going to talk some basketball. And trust me.
Yep.
I would say tag Garrett. I would trade places with them right now.
We've got Ty Jerome coming up in 5 minutes.
I got no problem with that. It's probably better than talk about this damn lineup that's on my screen right now at Yankee Stadium. And no, I ain't talking pinstripes. Talk about the dudes wearing gray. I would love to talk some hoops right now. T-Wolves Suns last night, playoff atmosphere. Two teams trying to win. Lakers rolling. Going to Chicago, and they beat up on the Bulls. Then I got to sit here and talk about.
They said Ty Jerome would be hitting cleanup.
He would.
Ryan Rollins at third.
PBJ would be batting leadoff.
No, he wouldn't. They'd all be in cleanup. Santa Cruz if Farhan was running the team.
Farhan's ID. Jim, San Bruno. Jim, what's happening?
What's up?
My blood is boiling right now.
I can tell. Hey, Jim. San Bruno, great baseball sound.
Well, he's not ready to roll.
Nah.
Paul of San Jose.
Hey, Paul. San Jose, great baseball town. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I've had better days, but
I know you guys are all bad about the Giants lineup and everything, but on another situation, look at the A's. The A's haven't done anything for how many years?
Yeah.
At least the Giants have won three World Series. I just want to ask you guys, who do you think is going to have a better record, the A's or the Giants?
Well, if the Giants have a worse record than the Oakland A's, then everybody needs to go.
Can you
Farhan, Gabe Kapler, sell the team. If you finish with a worse record than the Oakland A's, who have a $35 million payroll, then it's time for heads to roll.
Well, what if the A's win 100 games and the Giants win 90?
The A's win 100. That's cute.
Okay, well, if we're going to go to Vegas here, they have the A's over-under win total at 59.5. They have Giants at 81.5. So if the A's, let's say, the A's hit their over and the Giants hit their under, the A's had a better season, right? Win 60 A's, that's all you got to do.
Can you name two starters in the A's lineup? Don't help him.
Langoliers.
Yeah, that's one.
Because you've been hearing us talk about them all morning.
There you go.
Tony Kemp.
Tony Kemp, yeah. Tony Kemp's my go-to.
I mean, we do.
He's play also fantasy a Wilson baseball. Glove guy.
We do play fantasy baseball, so you got to see who the A's.
Is like, there a third?
Jesus Aguilar, former Florida Marlin.
I love him.
He got waived by the Marlins late in the year. Aguilar, he does have power. Yeah. Actually, didn't mind him if the Giants would go look at him.
Right, right-handed power.
Couldn't hurt.
Is he better than J.D. Davis?
Where? And you get people hyping up J.D. Davis. Like, if J.D. Davis and Michael Conforto were so good, why did the Mets just let them walk?
When they're trying to win a World Series.
Ross Stripling! So good! Why would Toronto, who's trying to get to the playoffs, just let him walk? Let's let him walk.
Brandon Ruff still out there? Still in the market?
Darren Ruff.
Oh, Brandon. Who's Brandon
was waived?
Ruff?
No one.
He was might waived. As well be Brandon Ruff at this point.
I need some Tums. Can you honestly get Papa Shasky to call? What's up with Papa Shasky?
I'll text him right now.
Text him right now. I need... I'm going to have a heart attack thinking about this.
Should I just call him on the phone right now?
Just call him. Give him the number. Call the Bassett. I need to hear from Papa Shasky.
I can't find the Tums.
This is what I'm focused on. Warriors are in six right now. And the Kings are popping champagne. And Kenny Caraway joined Willard the Dibs. He cheated on us when on Willard the Dibs. Uh-huh. Sound good. That's what they had to say about the meeting between the Warriors and Kings. I'm going to play this every single day until these teams meet up.
The matchups are a good look for the Kings. They're a good look. And if we play the Warriors as a 60, I'll tell you right now, we'll backhand the Warriors. I don't want to play the Warriors just because I have a healthy respect and fear for Steph Curry. I don't want to deal with him in the playoffs. I really don't. But if it comes to that, we backhand the Warriors. Because the Warriors don't do nothing on the road. They definitely don't play defense on the road. The Warriors too small. Sabonis would eat all series long.
Bookmark that. Because right now, if the playoffs started, it would be Kings or Warriors. Warriors have to handle their business. You get a gimme game tomorrow against San Antonio. You get the T-Wolves and the Lakers. But you got to win on Sunday against Denver. The Warriors have to. Next five, they got to at least go 4-1 to get that sixth spot. At least 4-1. And I think they can do it. Big game against OKC next Tuesday. Then you play the Kings. Then you play the Blazers. So that's where we're at with the Golden State Warriors. Basketball, full throttle, playoff basketball right now. The intensity is high. And let's give the NBA its credit. We've ripped the NBA a lot. We ripped them over the All-Star break. Since the All-Star break, the NBA has turned it up. They've turned it up a notch. So you got to give the NBA some credit here. You see some really good basketball here over the last 5 weeks. All right, let's go to the hotline. We got Papa Shasky on. Uh-oh. Papa Shasky. Get Papa Shasky on.
Should I just read the lineup to him?
Read the lineup to him.
Hey, Shasky, Dad, how you doing?
Papa Happy Shasky, opening what's day. Up?
Fellas, how you guys doing today?
Good. I need you.
Here's your opening.
It's funny. I turn the TV on. I'm watching about 7:20, and Joe's nice and calm. And then you guys read the lineup. The next thing you know, the switch flips and set them off. So let's do the lineup.
All right, here's the lineup. Lamont Wade at first base. Mike, I'll let you react at the end. Conforto and right.
I'm not sold on that.
Okay. Conforto and right field.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that.
Wilmer Flores at third base.
Oh my God, that's the best we can do?
John Peterson DHing.
Oh my God, it's getting worse.
Your boy Yastrzemski out in center field swinging at sliders in the dirt.
Well, let's hope he has that season like he had the second season.
Yeah, I doubt it. Estrada at second base.
Okay.
Brandon Crawford at shortstop.
Well, I mean, who else are you going to let out there?
Blake Sable in left field.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. And then Roberto Perez catching.
Well, I if you're going to have Webb, you're going to want your best defensive catcher out there, like Rich Aurelia said. I guess that he's better than Joey Bart. There's nobody on this lineup that I want to go pay money to go see. Larry Bear's kidding himself. He thinks that he's putting this lineup out that people want to go to the ballpark and watch. There's nobody there on that team that moves the needle, not one person.
Dad, you've been watching this team how many years?
You know what? It was an amazing stat when you said 17 straight seasons with 17 left fielding starting different players. Are you kidding me?
Unreal.
And Papa Shasky, I know it's bad when you're not willing to pay money for this team. It's so bad, I decided to wear a Bo Jackson Kansas City Royals jersey. I don't even have the pride to wear the orange and black. I can't do it.
It's funny you said it because Noreen, we're watching this morning. She goes, "What's he doing with the Royals uniform on?" I said, "Because he's not happy with the Giants, hon. Not happy."
What does opening day mean to you, though?
Well, opening day in San Francisco is, you know, I mean, that's you know, that kicks off the whole, like you said, 200-day season, right? I mean, so there's nothing like opening day in San Francisco. But having opening day in New York probably ranks up there pretty high, but the team we're putting out there is crap.
Aaron Judge is going to walk up with the pinstripes, and he's going to look at that lineup and say, thank God I had to put my name on a piece of paper to sign with the Giants, right? I mean, he's got to be laughing ear to ear saying, they could say, people thought I was going to that roster.
Well, they got nobody surrounding him. So what are they going to do? There's nobody in front of him, nobody behind him. They're not going to pitch to him. He's not going to get one good pitch to see all season. So, I mean, good for him that he made the right choice. Bad for us that he didn't. But they're not going to spend that money that they would have in him and then get three or four more players. They need a Trey Turner-type player.
Yeah, you love him.
You know, I love. I think you're going to start a team. I love Trey Turner. Solid up the middle. That's what you want. Pitching, catching, short, center field, right? That's how you build the team. We got nothing.
I know. I
mean, other than Crawford, who, you know, let's say he's in the twilight of his career, right? He's you know, he's serviceable. But, I mean, why aren't we bringing these new guys up? At least you're going to get people excited to put some fannies in the seat.
I know.
At the end of the season.
I know. I feel the same way.
What did you think of the Larry Bear comments the other day that you told to the Bay Area News Group? What did you think about that?
Did you see those comments? He basically said that, like, all fans will come around, and I'm surprised that they haven't embraced and trusted us yet.
Trust? What's happened the last three seasons? We've got nothing to hang our hat on. Your Posey's gone, right? You give away Belt, which a lot of people like Belt. I get it. I'm not one of them. he's a good defensive first baseman. Just frustrated me with after he striked out that somber back to the dugout, that moping walk. Are you kidding me? Have some emotion after you get called out. Oh my God! I mean, that just killed me. But you know, they've got to have some other players. I don't know where they're spending their money on. What did you say? $273 million. Where did it go?
I don't know.
I don't know where it went. It went to Mitch Haniger, who's not in the opening day lineup. He's not even in the lineup. He's already hurt with an oblique injury. And I like Mitch. I like him.
Poor Mitch.
And then you're going to Farhan, right? So if Farhan was with the A's, it should have been right in the wall to see what he was going to do with the Giants, right? He's going to get B-League players, you know, at C-League prices, right? And then try to get fannies in his seat to accommodate that. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not. I love baseball so much, and it's so frustrating, and I feel like I'm going to lose my mind. Last thing, do you like the pitch clock and the shift and all that stuff? I know here we go.
Joe, I'm an old school. You know, baseball, there should never been a clock in baseball. Baseball was meant to listen on the radio. When you worked in the farms in the Midwest, you listen to the ball game from sunup to sundown. You're out in the farm working the field. That's where you listen to the games on radio. Now, with it on TV, you can see every freaking game.
Dad,
okay?
So you didn't work on a farm?
You waited one week Saturday morning. Game of the week, that was your one time to see baseball.
Dad, you grew up in San Francisco. You didn't live on a farm. What is this farm talk?
Look, when the very one of the very first games I'm listening to was Bobby Bonds hits the grand slam. I'm laying on the couch, laying on the floor. My dad's got his recliner. He's got the radio down by the floor. I'm listening to the game. I hear Bobby Bonds hit his first grand slam. Right, that sucked me in as a kid.
Yeah.
Listening to it on the radio and listening to Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons. On the radio. I get goosebumps right now thinking about it.
All right, before you get on out of here, Pops, we got a big family golf weekend, which I will ask you about at the end. I'm going to run through. Let's rat-a-tat-tat these. We did videos this week. Is it play catch or half catch?
Play catch all day.
Yeah.
He was very mad at Steiner.
Yeah, I'm very. There's a lot of people actually. I ran into Sam Houston, who does some digital work for a station that will rename nameless, the station we dominate every day. He said it's half a catch. And I'm like, what are you? Get out of my face.
Well, obviously, the people who say have a catch never played ball.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, favorite player growing up?
Oh, you know who that is. Number 24.
Yeah, Willie Mays. Yeah, all right. Have you ever caught a foul ball?
Well, how about the ball that I caught for you when you were little?
I love how okay.
There you go. That counts.
In the pavilion?
The Chris Brown home run ball.
Yep, where I ran underneath the pullouts.
And then
he called you down and everybody in the stands cheered you after you got the ball.
Yeah, yeah. All right, last one. You're a closer, okay? You're coming in to win the game, close the game out. You're up 3-2. What's the walkout music for Papa Shasky?
Gotta be something from the dead.
I knew he was gonna say that. I knew, and I can't name one song from the dead, Papa Shasky, so don't ask me.
There's
Truckin'.
There's 400 songs. It's hard for me to come up with one song, right? You know, me and my uncle, you know?
Is
Saturday
that,
night, Papa Shasky. Saturday night.
Does that qualify as snitching music?
As what?
Is it snitching music?
Snitching.
So what's going to happen this weekend at the tournament?
Yeah,
I wanted
to
go.
Golf tournament. But Pat's I decided, the reigning champ.
Yeah, I had to call it audible.
Yeah. What's going to happen? Who's winning? Who's your winner?
I don't know. How many guys are going to show up? Is it going to get rain?
No, we got about 24, 25 guys.
Oh, well, we should have a good time. That's the most important thing. Camaraderie, get together, have fun, have a nice little barbecue afterwards. You know, my dad, he'll come, he'll play a couple holes, he'll go to the bar, have a drink, get some food, and then want to go right home.
That's going to be you in about 10 years.
Is Grandpa Shasky driving up?
Take offense to that.
Yeah. Right. Grandpa Shasky hits the ceremonial tee shot.
Yep.
Okay. Spadoni actually participated one year.
He stripes it, too. When Grandpa's hitting, you get so nervous. I was like, it. God, I hope I don't slice around the woods. And you do.
And then you can hear me and my dad yelling at each other from like four fairways over as we're arguing about who's going to win or not. So we give out a green jacket. Who is going to win from the family this year, Dad? Who's your prediction?
I don't know. I'm going to think maybe Jimmy shows up with it this year. Jimmy O'Neill.
What about Ryan Covey?
Oh, yeah. Covey is in. Yeah, Covey's
in. Going to show up this year?
Yeah.
Oh, great. That'll be fun. I like Ryan.
Yeah. No, Tommy Call?
Yeah, Tommy Call will be there after having the baby.
I like Tommy Call.
All right. Spadoni there this weekend?
No, Spadoni can't make it.
I can't make it this weekend.
All right.
My brother got the eject button. He was allowed to leave for 2 days.
So. Oh, wow. He got the permission slip.
We'll have the whole crew out there. It'll be at Northwood.
Nobody betting on Pat? Deli Boy?
Deli Boy won it last year. Reigning
Did
champs
he really?
Usually don't win back-to-back.
Did Deli Boy win it last year? You never said anything about that.
Well,
you could give your little brother some props.
Well, he's still getting sized up for a coat.
Oh, that's not fair. That's not cool.
And no Lucas this year because he had 50 mulligans. And
yeah.
He doesn't carry
over. Watching Lucas play?
Oh, my God. I think I want to fall asleep in between practice swings.
Have a great weekend, Pops. Happy opening day. I love you. I'll see you today.
All right, guys. All right. Love you guys. Have a great day.
All right, Papa Shasky. That made me laugh. That was good. That's what I needed. Because my heart's beating right now. Dude, somebody said this on the text.
Give it to me.
Comcast Business Text Line. He goes, Bonte, we saw you at Chase Center the other night. You're burning the candle at both ends. Don't let your stress leave your anger. You need to chill, my friend. You can keep your opinion, not be so over the top. Well, I'm not over the top. I am ticked off about this baseball team. And they're lying to you, the fan. I'm trying to defend the fan. That's all I'm trying to do.
Is it Garrett Cole, who's starting for the Yankees, married to one of the Crawford?
Brendan Crawford's sister.
Yeah. So is that going to be a big narrative today?
Probably. I mean, yeah, it always comes up whenever they play against each other.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't pitch in that wild card game.
I remember.
Crawford hit the home run.
I remember.
With the Edison Volquez because they burned Garrett Cole on the last day of the regular season.
Didn't he also pitch in the Cincinnati Reds 2012 series?
Yeah. Him and Cueto. And they were yelling in Pittsburgh, PNC Park.
Who?
They were yelling, Cueto. Quid, they rattled the Reds.
But when the Giants played him, which one of them hurt their back? Was it Volquez hurt his back against the Giants in 2012?
Oh, in the Cincinnati series.
Yeah, the 2012 series. Was it Volquez or was it Cueto?
I forget which
one. That was a great underrated series.
Oh, it was great. Reds went up 2-0.
It's like the last time the Reds were relevant.
Yeah, they were legit at that part.
I know.
Legit. Homer Bailey was dealing.
Brandon Phillips was sick. Brandon Phillips was sick.
And Envivado, Jay Bruce. Oh, my God.
They had a lineup.
Bronson Arroyo? That windup. So ridiculous. The leg kick.
Did the Giants acquire him one year, or was that the other guy? 44. Who was the guy from the Reds that the Giants got? One of those, like, five starters.
Did they have Bronson Arroyo for a year?
Mike Leake, right?
Mike Leake.
Oh, they traded for him at the deadline. They traded for him. He went from Texas to...
No.
They traded Adam Duvall for Mike Leake.
That's right.
And Mike Leake came up with the bum hammy in a game in Texas when they were starting to fade.
That's right.
By the way, Rocco's in the tournament?
Oh, LaRocca? Of course he is.
I didn't know he golfed.
Oh, yeah. poorly, but he golfs.
He said he's taking it.
Oh, is he?
He has no shot.
He will have the best looking outfit, knowing him.
That's my guy.
Yeah, Jordan's.
That's my guy.
On top of Jordan's.
That's what I can't wait. I can't wait to golf just because of the outfits. I've seen some golf swag to Jordan. Oh, my God. I'm gonna be the best dressed golfer you know. I am.
Do you know who's done more for growing the game of golf than Tiger Woods?
Michael Jordan?
Nope.
Steph Curry?
DJ Khaled. Oh, DJ Khaled has been putting out incredible golf content every single day.
I only saw the one video with P. Diddy.
No, Bonte, he put out one this week. So somebody shows up to their local muni. Imagine you, Bonte Hill, as a new golfer, you show up to Lincoln Park here in San Francisco. You pay the $25 or whatever it is to go play 18 holes, and you pull up in your cart, and who's the cart in front of you? DJ Khaled.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool. And he did a bunch of TikToks with the guys that he's playing with, and he hits a putt, drops the putter, and is like, put that in my bag. It was so swaggy.
We should have gone out to Yankee Stadium for this series.
Considering the financials, not sure that that was feasible.
Probably not.
We were not the leaders in the arena this month.
Brian at Palo Alto.
That is such an inside joke.
Brian at Palo Alto.
PPA!
Somebody's going to lose a job saying some stuff like,
hey,
Brian PA.
Hey, bud.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
You know, Butch, I completely agree with you. You've been a voice of reason on this, but I mean, the day Farhan said, you know, can't get free agents here. They don't like the area. They don't even like to come for a 3-game road trip.
It's ridiculous.
Farhan's dead to me. He's dead to me after that, for all times. And it's so unacceptable what he said. And not just that he said it, that the Giants even allowed it to be said, and then to not walk it back after.
Thank you.
Right, and correct it and take some. There's no, the Giants have never been this disconnected from their community and fan base. Ever. Nope.
That's a great point.
Brian to PA.
That's such a great point.
Brian, can I ask you, what did you think about Larry Bear's statements earlier this week? Because I know you're tapped in, you read everything, you watch everything.
At this point, Larry is just, you know, sort of a reduced talking head, right? But he's not he's not the face of the franchise. He's going to say what they tell him to say.
Agreed.
So he keeps his job. I think the day he, you know, roughed his wife up, you know, on camera, you know, I think that was the day, you know, his role with the organization changed. But again, Farhan, I was the biggest Farhan backer, go back two years. Mm-hmm. And I'm done. I'm just done with them. And the biggest thing is just no ownership, no accountability ever.
Ever.
Always displacing it. Always placing it someplace else. I'm done with Farhan.
Brian, this
and the
lineup.
Giants can say he has job security.
Brian, this lineup. Like just
what? This lineup's depressing.
Look at the lineup today. This opening game supposed to be the most optimistic.
They're not a good team. Right? They're not a good team. People can say, oh, we have you know, number five starters or whatever it is. But it'll play out. Lamont Wade, David Villar are our core infielders, right? We're not good. And so that'll play out. And it's deliver the goods, Farhan, or you're gone. Because they may want to keep you around, but they're willing to probably not gonna have a choice if this year goes the way I think it goes. Anyways, guys, thank you. Great job.
All right. Thanks, Brian PA. That was a good call. So by the way, you look at the Giants lineup, and then you look at Steiny and Guru's lineup, and you say, damn, that's a lineup. Steiny and Guru are live from Chase Center today, 10-2. We're sitting up right now. I already seen Guru on Instagram posted going up to Chase Center. I'm jealous.
Oh, is he?
No doubt.
Why are you jealous? You're there every day.
Yeah, I know. I like being there. It's home away from home. And then I see their lineup, and I say, damn, I'm more excited about their lineup than the Giants lineup. Why?
Who's batting
cleanup? They got Sean Livingston batting leadoff at 10:30.
Okay, so that's their leadoff.
Kenny Atkinson at the 2-hole at 10:30. Mike Dunleavy Jr. in the 3-hole at 11:30. Bob Myers hitting cleanup at 12:15. Yeah. You all know who Bob Myers is.
I mean, he's a. They rank scout. When scouts put a number on prospects, it goes from 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. He's an 80. And that's the top of the top.
Yeah. So.
That means Hall of Fame talent.
And Bob Myers, you know, Steiny's Bob Myers' favorite. He loves Steiny. They dumped us. He dumped us for
I think it's Guru Steiny more than Steiny.
But he dumped the morning roast for Steiny and Guru. Thanks, Bob. I'm a dumb guy anyway. I'm kidding, Bob. That's their top four. And then who knows what player they get? Hell, it could be Ty Jerome, and he's still more interesting than any other Giant. Look at the Giants lineup. Ty Jerome is more interesting than any Giant right now.
You don't have any optimism for Logan Webb? Aren't you excited? I like Logan Webb. He comes out to Andre Nicotina, Killer Whale. Like, the guy embraces like being Logan a Northern Webb. California I guy. I mean, I don't Lincecum was a comet. You're not going to replicate right. Lincecum. But in terms of, you know, great Giants, can he be a Matt Cain? Like, maybe. Matt Cain was a great, great, great Giant. And I'm not saying this lightly. Like, I do believe the way Logan Webb pitches, he could have a great 10-year run. And that's a long, yeah. long, long run in baseball by these modern days. But my goodness, like, could he be that?
I do like Logan Webb. He's embraced his community, no doubt. I do like Logan. And I feel bad for Logan. He has to pitch with that lineup backing him.
Right.
It's not fair. How many wins would he get snatched away this year because of this lineup or this bullpen? So I do like Logan Webb.
Yeah.
I do like Camilo Duvall. I do. I think the Rogers brothers are going to be nice this year.
Yeah.
Scott Alexander, I think, is a sneaky move as a lefty reliever, situational reliever. I do like that. I truly do. Well, what else is there to like? Casey Smith's not here yet.
I know. Wouldn't you be excited to just see him bat three times today?
I'd be excited if Bryce Johnson was in the lineup.
Right?
Just to see some speed.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
get some action.
Yastrzemski swinging through another pitch in the dirt.
Oh, my God.
Swinging through a ball above his hands. Seen this. The Yastrzemski experiment is over. I can't believe that I didn't want to trade him, whatever, 3 or 4 years ago. Remember when they had the opportunity to trade him?
Yeah. We were all saying you got to keep a build around him. Yeah. What are you trading him for?
No, I was wrong.
No, we were all wrong on that one. 888-957-9570. Xfinity Fast 5. Final thoughts coming up in 6 minutes before Steiny and Gru. They're going to be, the shows are going to be opposite today. It's going to be out. Oh, man. Oh,
he be blending into the couch, bro.
Oh, man. 888-957-9570. By the way, somebody sent me a photo, and I kind of do blend into the couch. Who sent me a photo, Shasky? 888-957-9570. Xfinity Fast 5 coming up. Your final thoughts on everything, whether it's baseball, basketball, whatever you want to do. We're going to do that coming up.
You know, the 650 is making a great point here.
It was Nate. Look, he took a picture of me on a post game. He goes, you kind of do blend into the couch.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, you kind of do.
Well, he does too.
Can we have a quick, serious conversation?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.